All right. At what age is this milestone appropriate for a baby or a child? You can text us this morning at 92925. It's Nikki and Sam and Mark and Kim. Sam, please.
I can't believe.
Go ahead.
My daughter was born with a lot of hair.
Yes.
Like beautiful locks, and it's great. However, there's just this one thing in the back of her head. She has developed a pretty long rat tail.
he calls it a rat tail.
I've never seen anything like it. It's like nature's rat tail. The way the hair naturally falls, she just has this long locket that just rolls down her back. And, you know, when we take her, when we do her bath time or whatever, you know, all her hair is wet, and you see in the back this rat tail that just,
oh my God,
that just extends down like half of her back. And I'm just thinking, look, I mean, obviously, I don't want to tamper with her aesthetics or anything like that, but I'm thinking to myself, just one little snip. Just one little snip and the rat tail's gone. And I'd be so much happier.
Don't want to tamper with her aesthetics. It sounds like you do. It sounds exactly like you do. And Josie doesn't want you to cut off the rat tail. I can't believe we're calling this 9-month-old baby's hair a rat tail.
It is a rat tail. We've braided it and everything. I mean,
have you?
Yeah, we have.
Sometimes
I take those little plastic clips that you use for like food packaging and I put it on the rat tail and I, you know, do a Gascon impression from
Gascon.
from Beauty and the Beast.
Leave her alone. She is absolutely perfect. Her rat tail is absolutely perfect. And I'm with Josie on this. 9 months old. I think that cutting a baby's hair can be a big deal. I think I would get very emotional the first time my baby had a haircut.
I get it. I mean, we haven't done anything to her. We haven't, like, she is au naturel.
Well, she's only 9 months old. What else would you be doing to her?
Some parents pierce their kids' ears when they're a matter of weeks or months old.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't done any of that. Mm-hmm. I know some parents that tweeze a couple hairs out of the eyebrows if the unibrow is getting a little too thick.
From a 9 month old?
I've heard of it.
No, that is not.
So I'm just thinking of all the things to do, just a little snip of the rat tail, it'll probably grow back.
It's just
a snip. And it's off the back, you're not going to notice a thing.
Kim, really, what do you think about the rat tail?
Oh, my daughter's hair was bald. So we were like, yay, hair, when it finally grew in. Now it won't stop growing. It's tough because if it's in the way, I say cut it. If it's not, just leave it there.
Just leave it. I like wild and free. I'm going to have a little boy with like the longest locks you've ever seen because I'll refuse to cut his hair.
Right.
Mark?
So cute. Yeah, I think I was going to say if it gets in the way of like if there's a hair in the front over his or her eyes.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I'm
not snipping anything. There will be no snipping. For a 9 month old.
She's a beautiful kid, and then you turn around and you're like, what's that rat tail doing there? It's just.
it just
doesn't belong. I don't know.
She's the complex she's going to have by the time she's 12 months old.
The complex she's going to have when she realizes that we left a rat tail on her for a whole year.
I know. You look back, though. Like, I look back at my godson. He had like male pattern balding, basically, from the time he was. It's so cute, though. You got to look back and let them be who they are, I think.
Rat tail is who she is.
Yes, she has a rat tail, and you will tell that story forever, I'm sure. Yeah. It's adorable, and she is beautiful, and she's perfect just how she is.
Okay. Yes.
But I understand how it can be extremely emotional for parents, moms, especially for that first haircut. You just don't go around doing it willy-nilly. You don't.
No, I know. Friends of ours actually are hopping on board with that whole style of just letting the kids, whether the kid is a boy, girl, whatever, letting the locks grow for the first 2 years.
That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, that's a whole other thing.
That's my plan. I'm going to have a Tarzan-looking child. Like, I think it's
a two-year-old
so
with a man bun?
Yes.
Oh, it's not that cute.
Yes,
really?
It is adorable. It's so cute. They're just little beings. Like, I don't want to impose our security issues when it comes to a parent's appearance on especially a 9 month old. Like, the world is going to do that to her for the rest of her life once she realizes what's going on around her.
I guess. You
know, at this point, let her live in that rat tail. Let her be wild and free. It's 92925. If you text, I don't know that anyone's going to agree with you, Sam, on snipping the rat tail.
Just a snip.
Our text line 92925, of course. We've got the latest from Justin Bieber coming up in Our City Up First with Adam Levine. This is called Locked Afternoon. So I hate that we are, but we're talking about Sam's daughter's rat tail, as he likes to call it. God. You said you want to cut it.
Yeah, it's just, honestly, it's just this one little snip. It's a locket of hair that just is so out of place, and I can't help but look at it every time she turns around, and it's just, she has a beautiful head of hair, but I mean, like, who wants a rat tail? Who chooses to have...
I guess God gave her one is my answer to that.
He bestowed one unto her. Yeah.
This text says, leave your baby's hair alone. You're a strange man, Sam, worrying about such little things. Life is too short and they grow way too fast. Please enjoy while you can.
Text line is very split. Someone else said, my daughter was born with a full head of hair and then she started sporting a mullet. Needless to say, she got her first haircut at 7 months old. Baby mullets.
Okay, we've got Nadia here on the line. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, first of all, I'm sorry Sam is calling this a rat tail.
Yeah, I was so sad when I heard that because I thought it was so cute when my daughter was growing. You know, her hair was, she had that one strand of hair. She was born with a lot of hair and then she had this one strand going down her back. And I thought it was so special.
Is there another name I should be calling it by if rat tail is too derogatory?
I don't know.
Just her hair.
A lock of love.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you ever cut the tail off, Nadia?
I did eventually, yeah. My father, he's a barber. I think he's been a barber since he was 10 years old. His father was a barber. So he said it was perfectly safe to cut it and they would actually strengthen her hair. Okay. And so I eventually gave in. She was actually under a year old. And but I did insist on having her baptized with all of her hair because she came into the world like that and I wanted her to... to be baptized that way.
Okay. We actually heard from Tasso. He said he has two daughters. I think one celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday. But that they shaved both of their heads when they were really young so that the hair would grow back thicker or something.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad has done that too, to like other kids.
I'm not sure if it's an old wives.
Did your dad do it to his own kids though? You said other kids.
No, not to like any, like I have two brothers. He did it to us. Okay.
Because, hey, you got a kid who needs a shave.
You can relate, Nadia, to the fact that it's very like emotional for that first haircut though, right?
Oh, absolutely. I was like in tears when he actually did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I saved it. So
I was going to say, some people on our text line are suggesting that I braid it, snip it, and then keep it as a souvenir.
Yeah.
Yes.
You saved ours. Yes. We have Molly's locking room.
Of course. Oh,
okay.
It's so creepy. You save the teeth. It's disgusting.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, Nadia, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you, guys. It's so great to hear on the radio every day. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so for much. Listening. We appreciate it. Have a good one. Kate says, I agree with Sam. Snip off the rat tail. Can we stop with the rat tail? Poor Juliana is famous in the city for her rat tail before she can speak.
It's pretty epic, I got to say.
This text I agree with says, Josie needs to cut out Sam. That's
it. Touche. It's interesting what you're saying about how emotional it is when you eventually do cut your hair. We got a text from someone who's from the Philippines and said that it's a folk rule to have a kid's hair cut at 1 year old. Mm-hmm. And they say that whoever does cut the hair will inherit some of the baby's traits, which is cool. It's like a whole ceremonious thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Needless to say, all the kids in the car say that they should leave the rat tail alone.
In that vehicle, they're saying that. Me too. For me, it's more like imposing beauty standards on kids before they can even walk or talk or anything. You know what I mean?
Is there beauty in a rat tail, though? I mean,
there is beauty in absolutely everything.
Leave it alone.
But my point is that we don't decide what it imposed that she has to fit a certain standard. We don't. She's perfect. Juliana. Okay. Perfect.
If God gave her a rat tail, then a rat tail it shall be.
You're jealous that you don't have a rat tail yourself.
Indeed,
clearly.
I am.
Okay, it's 7:18 right now. We've got the Black Eyed Peas on the way for you. Great throwback as well.